And this is Bob Segal. So, you'd like to believe in God, but you feel that Christians are filled with hate. If not, why would they object to gay marriage? Well, I have a guest, George Runyon, who's going to discuss this provocative subject today. But first, as we always do, we'll begin with the latest news. And boy, did Joe Biden make some news by putting his foot in his mouth. Not the first time, and it's not too difficult, since his previous speeches demonstrate that he evidently has a pretty big mouth. The latest from good old Joe: people who do not support embryonic stem cell research do not really care about special needs children. Now, this was an obvious dig at Sarah Palin, who has made special needs children part of the news, carrying her Down syndrome baby to term rather than aborting the child. And Joe Biden, of course, accepts abortion as a woman's choice. So I have a question for Joe. How much would Sarah have cared about special needs children if she had chosen to abort her baby simply because the condition of Down syndrome had been diagnosed ahead of time? You know, Obama must be wondering if he can find a way to replace Joe on the ticket. Let me throw in my prediction, and it's not that unusual. Others are making this prediction. I think Obama really is looking for a way to get Joe off, and they got to make it look like Joe volunteered. He'll suddenly take sick, or Joe will get up and go, you know, I just feel as a Democrat that we ought to have a woman on our ticket. Like nobody had ever thought of that before. They'll make it look like it was his idea, but I'll tell you what may be really going on. The Obama people may be sitting him down going, now you just sit down, Joe, and shut up, and we'll tell you what you're going to do. Obviously, Obama didn't want Hillary. It's hard to blame him. If Hillary had been his VP, we would have had three presidents in the White House: Obama, Hillary, and Billary. And he was so big in the polls, he didn't think he needed her. But boy, did he make a mistake. I was hoping he'd pick Joe Biden. I told you that I was hoping he wouldn't pick Hillary. I predicted that not picking her would be the end of the election. And if Hillary or even some other woman came on at this point, it may be too late. There are so few days left in the election, and Sarah has picked up such momentum. But look to see old Joe Biden make a speech to step down. I think that may just happen. In fact, last week he said in the middle of one of his speeches that Hillary may have been a better pick. That might have just been a trial balloon anyway. But you know, Joe was supposed to help the ticket. He wasn't supposed to sputter out lines as thoughtless and as contradictory as, well, as Obama himself. That's right. It's time for another chapter of Dancing to the Questions and Answers with Barack Obama.
Question me and answer bright and clear. I will answer with a question clear and bright. Even though your answer may be wrong, my question will be right. Question me and answer. Answer with a question. That Babe Ruth hit his 60th home run.
Wellington at Waterloo.
Who became the hero at the Battle of Bull Run? Learning can be lots of fun. Question me and answer bright and clear. I will answer with a question.
Well, the obvious time this week when Obama put his foot in his mouth is this whole lipstick on a pig thing. Now, this is going to be a departure for me, but allow me to defend Obama a little. I know, don't fall out of your chairs. Don't have any accidents if you're listening on the road. I have made no secret of the fact that I do not support Obama in any way, shape, or form. Nevertheless, truth is truth, and we must have the integrity to bring forth our message in the arena of ideas and not with unfair tactics. Obama, while talking about McCain's policy, said, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. Now, granted, Sarah Palin's famous line at the Republican convention, in which she described hockey moms as pit bulls with lipstick, understandably came to everybody's mind. For Obama to think that nobody would connect the two comments is a rather serious blunder, but I'm convinced that this is exactly what is going on. Obama blundered. It's not like it's the first time. He also said we have 57 states and that Joe Biden is the next president of the United States. Look, let's just apply some basic logic. Even if Obama had wanted to call Sarah a pig, and I don't think he did, the man would have realized just from the sheer perspective of pragmatism what political suicide such a comment would be. I may disagree with Obama on policy, but he is certainly a bright individual, and I just can't believe he would have intentionally said something so incredibly stupid. If he listened to his speech in context, he was clearly talking about Republican policy and not any human being's appearance. For that matter, Sarah, when making her own lipstick comment, was not really talking about appearance, but rather the relentlessness of hawky moms, and everybody understood her true meaning. The phrase about lipstick on a pig is an old phrase, and it is very possible that Obama used it, forgetting for a moment that another lipstick comment was flooding the media. Now, did his audience connect it to Sarah? Well, they seemed to, by the way they laughed. Is it possible, on the other hand, that one of his advisors, who certainly would have had every word from Palin memorized, felt that a resurrection of this old saying could stand as a humorous contrast to Sarah's new saying without assuming that people would think he was making fun of looks? This theory is far more plausible. On the other hand, could he have intended this as an assassination of Palin's character rather than her looks? I think not, but even that would be more likely than an appearance motive. Sarah may be deeply dividing our country, but I don't think anyone is arguing over the fact that she's an attractive woman. If she were overweight and Obama used the word pig, a better case for deliberate insult could be offered. It is difficult to imagine Obama forgetting Sarah's lipstick line when he delivered his own lipstick line, but under pressure, anything can come out of our mouths. Let's just cut the man some slack. Already, McCain has put out an ad about Obama's lipstick comment. I am of the opinion that the ad should be immediately pulled. Let's not go there. Many in the media are relentlessly insulting Sarah, and it is coming back to haunt them. It is working to McCain's advantage. He does not need to enhance this phenomenon by pulling one careless remark out of context. It makes the Republicans sound like whiners, and up to now, that description has better fit the Democrats. The biggest mistake of the Obama campaign this last week has been to focus far too much on Sarah rather than the man Obama is truly running against, McCain. Let the Democrats keep making their mistakes. If the Republicans dwell too much on yesterday's comment, they will be making a mistake of their own. Besides, all this is diverting our attention from far more serious comments. And here's one that I haven't heard anybody talk about this week. This may be the first radio show to discuss it. When Bill O'Reilly interviewed Barack Obama, and it was an excellent interview, it was the first time Obama was faced with real questions, and O'Reilly asked him if he had ever heard Reverend Wright preach hatred of white people over the 20 years of attending Trinity United, Obama thoughtfully, carefully said no, but he did preach a hatred of racists and racism. Now, this was very crafty and very slippery on Obama's part, and we must not let him get away with it. If you follow the conventional logic of today's leftist civil rights workers, you hear them say that black people can never be racist, only white people. Supposedly, this is because white people alone have all the power. Granted, it's a definition of racist that they simply made up, but that is their definition. We also learn from such leaders that all white people have some racism, and that those who deny it are especially racist. And so, my friends, if only white people can be racist, and if all white people are racist, a pastor who says that he hates racists is a pastor who says that he hates white people. Sorry for this depressing translation, but I guess it never hurts to know the truth. O'Reilly also asked Obama if he would be tough with dictators like Ahmadinejad. The response? Great news, wonderful news. We can all sleep at night. So Obama responded to this question by saying he will not take military force off the table. First, he wants to exhaust all diplomatic options, as if this hasn't been done already for years. In any event, we have a special radio device at Ahmadinejad's headquarters, and I'm curious to hear his reaction to Obama's revelation that he will actually be a tough president. Far tougher than any give him credit for. In fact, Brian, let's see if we can hone in on Ahmadinejad. Do we have that mic set up on Ahmadinejad?
Sure do, Bob. Going live right now.
Okay, let's hear that reaction. This is Ahmadinejad reacting to Obama's mighty claim. Well, that's the latest chapter of Dancing to the Questions and Answers with Barack Obama.
question me and answer bright and clear. I will answer with a question clear and bright. Even though your answer may be wrong, my question will be right. Question me and answer.